Welcome to the first podcast for the 2012-13 school year. For those of you who have been around a while, you might notice quite the change in the location for today's recording. This year, we'll be taking you to a number of our campuses to have students take part in delivering our district news. It's been an exciting first month of school, and I'd like to officially welcome you to what I know will be a wonderful year in the Peoria Unified School District. I'm here at Centennial High School, in the zone, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to my co-anchors for today's show, Alex Keene, Malcolm Flack. Thanks for serving as my co-hosts today. Before I turn it over to my co-anchors, I'd like to share with you some very exciting news. Our district recently announced that we are pursuing the highly sought-after Race to the Top grant application. If awarded, the district has a possibility of receiving between $30 and $40 million for personalized learning, professional development for our teachers, and work that will help us ensure that all students are college and career ready. I'm excited by the possibilities that this grant will present, and I'm equally confident that we are well positioned to emerge as a front runner in this process. Stay tuned, and we'll be sure to update you on our progress along the way. Without further ado, let's learn more about all the great things we have happening in the Peoria Unified School District.
Throws over the middle, it's intercepted by Callahan at the 32.
What you have left is what you'll have.
Make sure your name's on it and pass it up to the front, okay?
And real quick, I just want to thank Dr. Santorelli for giving us this opportunity today. It's very generous.
Mm-hmm. And with more than a month under our belt, we'd like to give you a by-the-numbers breakdown on the opening of the 2012-2013 school year. On August 8th, we welcomed 23,000 elementary and 10,500 high school students to our 40 schools. For their very first school experience, we had more than 2,100 five-year-olds attend kindergarten. On the first day of school, 17,000 meals were prepared and served to our students. More than 700 bus runs were made for morning, midday, and afternoon arrivals and departures, transporting more than 11,500 students.
And recently, the Arizona Department of Education announced the Arizona Learns labels for schools and districts across the state. We were thrilled to learn that the Peoria Unified School District was labeled an A school district. With a total of 13 A's, 85% of our schools received A or a B. A remarkable accomplishment.
That it is. And last year, the district hosted the first community education forum as a way to connect with the community and discuss topics most important to our patrons and parents. This year, we were pleased to announce our second annual event taking place at 6:30 p.m. on October 24th at Centennial High School. For more information, visit the district's website.
And continuing with our semi-annual tradition, we're thrilled to announce that the first patron tour date for the 2012-13 school year. On November 2nd, we'll take members of the community to Centennial High School and Desert Harbor Elementary for a firsthand look at a typical school day. Parents and community members interested in attending should contact the Public Relations Office.
Congratulations to Mr. Mark Adams in the engineering program, along with construction technology at Ironwood High School. They were selected as having one of the 100 most innovative ideas in the nation by the 2012 ING Unsung Heroes Awards Program. They will receive a $2,000 grant from ING Unsung Heroes to bring their programs to life. Ms. Kristen Poe, a TLC instructor at Vestantia Elementary, was selected as a CenturyLink All-Star Teacher after being nominated by 8th grader Madison McCall for being an outstanding teacher. As a result, Ms. Poe will receive an award on the field at the August 26th Diamondbacks game, and $2,000 will be rewarded to the school.
Wow. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Raymond S. Kellis High School, which hosted a successful event, the Glendale Mayoral Forum, sponsored by the Arizona Republic. Many aspiring journalists were able to learn firsthand from Arizona Republic reporters that evening. Also, media students and the student council represented RSK and the district very well.
Great job, guys. Look for us on social media by visiting us on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. In addition, we recently started pinning like crazy on Pinterest. And you can stay connected with news from the governing board by watching each meeting streaming live from our district website at www.peoriaud.k12.az.us. For a recap of those meetings, sign up to receive our e-board update, a summary of each board meeting sent through an RSS feed. And finally, keep checking our district website for current news, updates, and a calendar of events. And now, back to Superintendent Dr. Santorelli.
I'm proud of the many schools that chose to hold events, moments of silence, and commemorations on the 11th anniversary of 9/11. Until next time, I'd like to leave you with a few highlights of those incredible events. Thanks for all you do to support our students, teachers, and district. A very special thank you to Centennial High School students who helped make our first production possible. I look forward to bringing you additional updates from around the school district throughout the remainder of the school year.